everybody. I'm Mrs. Kelly Roberts, and as you know, I am the arts lead at DKH. Now, I do a big, big job, but I need help to do that job. So we've enlisted the help of lots of children across the school to help be an art ambassador. They're going to talk to you a little bit about what that means to them and what that means to you as a school and community.
My name is Cressilia, and the reasons why I became an art ambassador, because I love my drawings since I was four, but I still wanted to make like more illustrations. And I also made books up to 10 because they were really popular, and also nutshells, and I still wanted to make more anime.
My name is Emmanuel, and I'm a DKH art ambassador because I get really inspired by other people's work, and I love drawing it and finding new ways to put it down and come up with new steps.
Hi, my name's Jack, and the reason why I became an art ambassador is because I like drawing, but I also want to help people out and inspire people.
My name's Mosiah, and the reason why I'm an art ambassador is because I want to inspire people and make them draw themselves, not to copy computers or anything like that, but I mean like draw themselves like that.
Hi, my name's Jaden, and I became an art ambassador because I like to be creative on drawings.
Hi, my name is Moses, and I like helping people draw, and when I copy drawings, it makes me happy and smile, and when I'm about to draw, I just think of drawings in my head that I draw, start drawing it.
Hi, my name is Zojin, and I became an art ambassador because I want to inspire people to do more art, because I heard that it's just like creating your own world on one fresh canvas, like a very first start in something.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Now, what I'd like you to tell me is, how are we going to inspire across the school? You've used that word a lot. Art Week's coming up very soon. And what do you think you can do to inspire people around the school to join in?
I think we should show all our artworks to each other.
Or maybe we can draw a piece of paintings, piece of drawings, and we can send it around the school.
Another thing is that we could print work and help each other colour the work being printed.
We can maybe draw some drawings and then share it around with our friends to inspire them, and then they can tell other people and pass it around so then other people get inspired.
I think that we should try drawing lots of things and show it all around the place so other people and even some shy people that don't feel like doing it can get inspired.
Well, maybe we can draw it and then we can send it around and they can copy it whenever they like to.
Maybe we could make book illustrations and make a few little nutshells up to 10 to give people.
I had this idea that every child, because we haven't said what the theme's going to be. Can you all say together what the theme's going to be?
Asian.
So we're going to create and find out all about Asian art. And what this has been because so many of our art ambassadors love anime drawings. And so we're going to think a lot about Japanese art, but not just Japan. But one of the things we're going to do is every child out there, you are going to create your own Pokemon character. What do you think about that?
Yes!
And you've got to inspire everyone to do it. Well, how can we create them? Will it always be on paper? Any ideas?
It doesn't have to always be on paper. It can also be on a canvas or something. You can do it on, for example, a canvas with some painting or something like that.
Or you could use cardboard paper.
So make it 3D, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic.
It could be 3D with with lots of colours using paint. And you could also ask for some ideas and start with some original shapes.
Fantastic. I love what you just said, Emmanuel. It's using the things already there, and then that will inspire us to have our own ideas. Sojin, you were going to say something.
I just wanted to say that you can use any material, anything that you can draw on that is loud.
Brilliant. Watch this space, everyone, because this is going to be the best Pokemon show ever. Gotta catch them all.
Yeah!
That's all we've got time to do, for the podcast today, because we've got busy, busy times doing other subjects, I'm afraid. Love to do art all day, but we're not going to. Anyway, that's the end for now, but don't forget, this is not the only podcast. There's more to follow. So watch this space and get ready for our Pokemon and Asian art-inspired exhibition and Art Week coming up soon. So we're all going to say goodbye now.
Bye.